Now, my next guest this evening is a mum, but she has experienced something pretty terrible. Her 3-year-old twins were allegedly murdered in 2017 by their father in what she describes as a sick act of post-divorce revenge. Now, this week she is launching the first ever dedicated support hub for parents who lose children at the hands of abusive partners. Julia Engelhorn is here. Now, Julia, I've got to start by saying this is, I imagine, quite a difficult thing to talk about.
Hi. Well, I've been doing it quite a lot. So I think it depends. Some days are easier and some days are harder. It's just kind of depends on the emotional state of the day.
And you okay today?
Yes, okay. I think so.
Good. Tell us a little bit about Maximo and Octavia.
Well, they were very different, really, in character. I was always looking forward to having twins because I always thought, you know, they would always have each other and play together and have formed this really beautiful relationship, which they did, because Maximo was always very relaxed and didn't mind when she would come and take his toys, and she was the boss. Octavia was always the one who would do things first. She walked first, she sat up first, and he would watch her and see how she does it. And then 2 weeks later, he would be able to do it himself. So it was really nice. They played a lot together.
Now, before we get into Precious Scars, how have you coped with your loss?
I mean, there were lots of things in the beginning, obviously, and throughout. Family support has always been very important. My partner was able, especially in the beginning, to do a lot of things because I just wasn't there physically and mentally, wasn't able to kind of think or do the shopping, for example, or pick up my son from school and things like that. It was just way beyond me. And my family as well was there to help. And then with time, it just slowly, then you adapt and find new coping mechanisms and find different things that help you.
So you've launched PreciousScars.org. How has that process helped?
It comes from the book that I wrote. And I mean, that was very therapeutic, just to write things down and then realizing that I actually wanted to turn it into a book. And then that evolved into the website because I realized there was not much help out there for me, at least. It seemed that way. And so that's, it's always been a process of slowly evolving. So it's been very interesting to research also to see what was out there, and just hoping that I'm able to help other parents with this website.
So how are you hoping it can help others?
Just to have them realize that they're not on their own, you know, that other people have gone through the same things. We obviously, consciously, we know that there are lots of parents who have lost children, but when it actually happens to you, it's very different. You kind of in your own world and to actually read and hear stories from other parents, which I didn't have at the time, only much later. Actually, I realized this is actually helpful to see what they did, what helped them in their healing journey. And even though if it's very different to your own, but it can be like a stepping stone to lead you to somewhere where it might help you.
Were you surprised with the reaction from others and the connection that you formed with other people that had been through something similar to yourself?
I think it was more surprising that obviously some people came to me and said what had happened to them. And I was thinking, my God, I would never have thought so. You know, looking at the person, it's like judging the book by its cover, no? That sometimes you just don't realize what other people have gone through. And it's just that awareness then to know and to realize that so many people go through so many awful things. Everybody finds the mechanisms to cope and just to be able to talk about it freely once I've opened up about my story has been amazing.
And it's amazing that you've done so. It's incredible when things that are, well, like what comes from adversity, something, an opportunity to try and help other people's, I guess, which is really good. So what are your plans for the future? What else are you potentially looking to do?
I'm not sure yet. I'm kind of open to see what happens with the website and everything. There is a possibility of forming a charity, but I want to take it step by step and see how this goes and then see where it takes me.
And I didn't want to go down this route too much, but I do still want to ask you. Your kids would be 10 now if they're about now. What do you think they would think of their mum kind of making sure that other people, if they go through some tough times, have got some support?
I would hope to think that they would be happy and excited that at least something good of it has come, like the, let's say, the silver lining. And that I'm not, that I was able to rebuild my life and to do something in services, I think has been very helpful.
Awesome. And if people want to go to the website, what's the website once more?
PreciousScars.org.
Amazing. Look, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for sharing that story. And thank you for creating something that can help other people.
Thank you very much for having me.
Cheers, Julia.